Play with yourself. It'll be good. Everyone, walk away.
Okay, I will. Oh, sorry. Hey, I didn't know you were there. Hey, what's up? It's the Huff. Hope you're having a great day. Got a lot to get to, but real quick, hit that subscribe button if you haven't done it already. Also, remember, today's show is presented to you by High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, as well as Bet Online. In fact, Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, whether it's baseball, golf, soccer, right up to the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds on spreads while the game is being played. And when the games are over, head on over to their online casino and get in on the game of blackjack, poker, or even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to betonline.ag today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Got a lot to get to today. Got a big day planned after this show. I don't know if I'll have enough time, but I do plan on going to Walmart after this to get some cat food. You're like, wow, didn't know that I cared, but actually I don't. I don't care. It's annoying, dude. I have a diabetic cat, and then the food that the freaking vet recommends is like, is literally between, right, just over $70. But then I was doing some research yesterday, and I was like, there's this other stuff that is like, say, $20, same ingredients, basically, recommended for diabetic cats, and I'm like, why wouldn't I do that? Then I'm reading all these reviews, people are like, I used to use this particular one, which is what I was using, then we switched to this, cat's just fine, hasn't died yet. My luck if it happened to me. They're like, why did you switch the food? I was trying to save money. Fuck off. Jeez. I like my cat and all, but, you know, not for $70 for a big thing of food. It's not even a big thing of food. That's the thing that pisses me off. I'm sorry. I'm going off on a tangent before we get into headlines. And it's one of those things. I love my cat. I love my dog. But there's a, you know, it bugs the shit out of me if, you know, spending money on insulin, which is ridiculous. If you're diabetic and you listen to this, you understand what I'm talking about. Imagine now it's for a cat and you're like, fuck. And then the food is $70 for a, I think it's a 10-pound bag. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And to add into the equation, I'm cheap. Just a bad combo. Poor cat. Just kidding. If he dies, it's on you, not me. I don't know why I said that. But anyway, hey, you know what we should do to get away from this awkward conversation about my cat and my cheapness and his diabetes? Let's jump into some headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
Somebody's going to write a nasty letter. To huff your mane to your kitty. I saw this morning as I was looking for some stories. You know Steve-O, the guy from Jackass and stuff like that? Has that really unique voice like, hey guys, how's it going? I'm Steve-O and I'm going to get kicked in the nuts. He kind of sounds like either Beavis or Butthead or a combination of both, right? Anyway, everything I've read that in people that have met him, he's a good dude. He had a very crazy stage in his life where he was constantly just high on whatever, and he would just take drugs no matter what. Anyway, he's mellowed out, but still he does some weird shit. There's apparently pictures. I don't know if there's video, but he allegedly. Got a face tattoo. He's never had one before, but he allegedly got inked by Post Malone, who has ink everywhere, especially on his face. And apparently, it's a penis. Is that really what you would want to go with for your first face tattoo? Is a dick on your face? I know a dude who fancies the wiener, and he has a tattoo on his tooth. Like, you can get it. You can get a, like, if you're getting a tooth replaced or whatever, you can get something inscribed on it. And he decided, I like dick. Let's get a dick on my tooth. Just thinking, it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I haven't looked at it. Next time I see him, he'd be like, hey, come here. I want to see that dick in your mouth. Come here. Ah. He's going to be like, wait, what? Huh? No. I'm sorry. Stick it on the dick on your tooth tattoo thing. That has to be funny every time you go to the dentist, or if you have to switch dentists. Could you imagine if you forget to tell them, oh, by the way, there's a penis tattoo on my one of my teeth. But if you forget, he's going to be like, oh, just cleaning your teeth. It wouldn't be the dentist. It would be the hygienist that does all the work. And they're going to be like, what the? I don't know if you know this, sir, but there's some graffiti on your teeth. And it's a wiener. I've seen my fair share. I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, going back to Post Malone allegedly tattooing Steve-O and giving him a penis tattoo on the face, a lot of people are saying that it's fake based on the pictures that they've seen. I guess the machine needle wasn't moving. The machine wasn't wrapped or what. I don't know anything about what gives that legitimacy when it comes to a tattoo machine. I listen, Steve-O, you seem like a good dude. You've done some wacky shit. Hopefully that's not your first tattoo. Listen, you get a dick tattoo anywhere else, just don't get it on your face. Cause now you're restricting your ability to make more money. It's going to be harder for you to go on regular television because they're going to struggle to cover that up, right? So somebody like that, who's somewhat in demand to be on, you know, maybe a late night talk show, well, now they can't. They'll be like, well, we're going to have to cover it up, which could be funny the first few times. But after a while, it's just like, nah, we can't. Let's not get him on. He has that, you know, dick on his face. So let's just go with somebody else. Do that. And a lot of those guys get paid to go to make appearances. So it's funny. Yes. Is it a good idea? No. That being said, I don't really have a problem with people that get face tattoos. I have a problem when people with face tattoos complain about not getting jobs, though, because as much as it shouldn't matter for you to get a job based on your appearance, the reality is it matters. Your appearance matters. So depending on the gig, right? If you're in any form of customer service, whether you're a technician or you're just working a register, if you have inappropriate tattoos or just a bunch of facial tattoos or neck tattoos, so that rubs some people the wrong way. And ultimately, that could affect business. So as much as I agree that, you know, it shouldn't matter, the reality is it does matter, especially if you have a giant schlong on your forehead or wherever, on your cheek. And it's like pointing towards your mouth. You know what? We here at McDonald's are going to have to go ahead and decline your application.
What? Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, you know what? We just don't want you to be around children. What's on his face, Mommy? That's funny. That is so funny, right? Listen, I'm not trying to be a dick about it, guys. That's just truth. Truth hurts. You can't, it's going to be difficult. Doesn't mean that it's impossible to get a good job. But I see articles all the time, people bitching and complaining on social media Oh, I can't get a job because of all my face tattoos. I got my eyeballs tattooed, which is dumb. I don't understand why people do that. It's freaking ridiculous. But hey, whatever, do your thing. But don't complain when you do something like that. That is such an against the grain type of thing and controversial that you have to be prepared for the consequences. The consequence being people don't want you around as much. And if you're trying to get a job where you're in front of a customer, there's a good chance you won't get that job. It's a harsh reality, and it sucks. I know a few people that have facial tattoos. This one guy I went to broadcasting school with, he had them all over his face. Good dude, real smart. But you kind of limit based on your appearance. Again, doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong. It's just a reality. Norfolk, Virginia. This is so crazy. They repealed a ban on psychic readings as industry grows and gains more acceptance. So they were going to ban it. Then they realized they're making a buttload of money off of it. Classic. Is that not the classic thing? It's like marijuana. Marijuana is same thing. In a sense, they're going to ban it. They're like, oh, we shouldn't be doing this. Wait a minute. We could be taxing the fuck out of it and making a lot of money. All these places are making a shit ton of money off of taxing the crap out of marijuana. Ask any dispensary. They get the amount of money that the government makes off of a transaction is insane. I could get you the actual number. I know a few people in the dispensary industry, and I could ask roughly what the tax is per. And then if you think about it, like that's going back into the government. There, as much as you hear these people pushing back against legalizing marijuana across the board, those individuals that are pushing back on it are still benefiting from it. And as long as the money goes back into the community, I don't see what the big deal is. Tax the fuck out of it. And it kind of goes in before we get back to the original story. Just legalize prostitution. Same thing. Tax the shit out of it. You could probably tax it more. And that would go into, you know, help with health benefits towards the workers. And make it a cleaner industry. Just saying, there's a lot of possibilities, and it makes more money for everybody involved, except for the person shelling out to get his knob rubbed off by a working girl or a working fella. I guess, yeah. Which, by the way, I still haven't found out. Is there? There's male prostitutes, right? That's a thing, right? Ask your dad. He knows, I'm sure. Back to the original story. Yeah, I said what I said. Norfolk, Virginia. Like I said, it repeals a ban on psychic readings as industry grows and gains more acceptance. Here's what's wild about the psychic reading industry. The psychic services industry is growing in the United States, and it's generating an estimated $2.3 billion in revenue. That's what it did last year, and employed 97,000 people. That's according to the 2023 report from market research firm IBIS World. That's wild. We were just talking about that last episode where people are saying that they have psychics and stuff like that. I listen, $2.3 billion in revenue last year in the United States for psychic industries, and it's still not a completely verified ability, although the United States government did dabble in it. I think, wasn't that the, Oh God, I can't think of it right now. They openly admitted that they tried that with what is something ultra. Something I keep wanting to say Michelob Ultra, but that's not it. that's a beer. But anyway, MK Ultra, I believe, is the one that where they were dabbling with psychics and also LSD. And I could be wrong on the MK Ultra part, but either way, they did try to do that, and some say they still do it. The problem is that it's like so many other things. There could be actual psychics out there. You could have psychic abilities yourself. But the problem is you got so many people that are trying to manipulate others by pretending to be psychic and have abilities that it ruins it for anybody that might actually have it. I'm not saying it's real. I'm not saying it's fake. I haven't really ran into anybody that's blown my socks off when it comes to, hey, I can give you a reading. I've never actually had a reading, to be honest. I've had moments where I've had gut feelings about people. I've had that a lot, and I've turned out to be right. Can't explain why I was right. I just knew, hey, don't talk to that individual. I can't figure it out. I don't know why, but there's something wrong with that individual. Stay away from it. And then come to find out, they get arrested, or you know, or that you come to find out they're associated with somebody that is wanted for murder, something crazy like that. And I guess you could chalk that up to a psychic feeling of some sort, but I'm not going to go sit down and give readings to people. That would be funny though. Like I did yesterday. It's like when people do the, I'm getting a JJ. Is it, you're jacking off? Whatever I did yesterday. The point is, it's interesting that it's a $2.3 billion industry. I had no idea. And there's apparently 97,000, roughly, people that are in the industry. That's wild to me. It makes me really want to sit down and read a book about how to be a psychic and then just start up my own thing. Have a call-in show. Be like, all right, I feel something. Do you like dogs? I do like dogs. Okay. I'm hearing some barking in the background. Not from you. Did you have a dog that passed? Yeah, when I was a kid. Right? Like, oh, yeah. I can't. The name's cloudy. I'm not sure what it would. It's fuzzy. I can't see it. What was the name of your dog? Sparky. That, you know what? That makes sense because I was seeing some sparks flying in the background. Okay, yeah, there we go. Sparky. Well, he says hello, and he loves you, and he misses you, and he says you were good to him. That's funny because I used to kick the shit out of him. I was a bad kid. Huh, that's weird. I don't know. But yeah, he says he misses you. Oh, that's good. I miss that dog. Like, it's... you can make up anything. It's just a matter of who your audience is. But hey, if you do it, if you know somebody that's a good psychic, I would love to interact with them. Not to sit there and debunk them, but let's be honest, that's probably what's going to end up happening. But if there's somebody that you believe is a strong psychic and you know them, send them my way, dehuffpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to interact with them. Hell, I'd love to interview them. If it's a good interview, I'll post it. If it sucks, I won't. But I think that would be fascinating. Fascinating. Because, like I said, there's probably some legit ones out there. But it's ruined by so many that are just scammers out there. And that sucks. People that take advantage of individuals that are very easily influenced. And that sucks. I'm not unzipping my pants. I'm messing with my zippy. Or am I? Oh, something popped out. I'm kidding. Like it's my wiener or something like that. I don't know if you guys could have, if you heard that before, of me zipping my zipper. But yeah, it's just a weird tick I have. I like to play with stuff. And since I have a camera on me, it's not going to be down my pants. I have a bad habit if I'm wearing a hat that I will constantly, like every minute or less, I will move it to the back, like flip it around. Then I flip it back forward so the bill's facing forward. I'm always messing with it. Unless I'm distracted, then I won't. But otherwise, if I'm not distracted enough, that's what I end up doing. It's a weird, weird thing I have. Again, it's either that or play with my wiener. And I figure I'd play with my hat. Talk about someone that got lucky. And on the other hand, someone that should feel really stupid. What am I talking about? Well, this lady is making headlines because she went to a thrift store in Mexico. Well, I don't know if it was in Mexico. They didn't say where it was. But she went to a thrift store and she bought this old vase for $3.99. Guess what it ended up being? It ended up being an old Mayan vase dating back between 200 to 800 AD. So, you know, a long time ago. and then she ended up, the nice thing is she could have sold it to somebody, but her and her family decided to give it to a local Mexican museum, and they had a nice ceremony for it and everything. And I'm like, that's the nice way to do it. I know people have found like rare paintings and stuff like that, and they've sold it. They only spend a few bucks on it at a thrift store, end up making hundreds of thousands of dollars off of it. It would be hard not to sell that. But that being said, since it's such a historical piece, it would be, I guess, ultimately, I would have probably returned it to a museum as well, or gave it to a museum as well. So it's not sitting on some rich dickhead's shelf. It's at least being viewed by people and allowing people to understand a historical thing and respect history. So I guess ultimately I'd probably do it if I found a vase like that. It depends. If it was a painting, I'd probably sell it. Like, oh, you found this old Van Gogh or whoever else is famous for painting, right? And then I would probably sell it to an art museum and make a butt ton of money, or a rich person. But like, for whatever reason, like I really want to see the Mayan ruins or Aztec temples and stuff like that. I think that would be a neat experience one of these days. I would love to go out there with my wife, I guess maybe the kids. It would be educational for them. I think that would be neat. It would be neat. But how stupid would you feel if you're that person that had that Mayan vase and then you just like donated it to a thrift store and then somebody else finds it and is like, dude, this is like legit. How dumb would you feel? I mean, now that being said, they didn't make any money off of it. But the fact that they had that sitting somewhere in their house and they're like, well, I just get rid of it. It's a piece of shit. We don't use it. I used to, you know, put my weed in there, but that's about it. Oh, so funny. That would be my luck. Thinking back on some random thing that I probably had in my life and just like, I can't believe you got rid of that. That's worth $1 billion. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, hey, you know what we need to do is talk about High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. It's the first and still only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. And if you go by there, you can purchase and consume on site, and you can get up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. They also have edibles and pre-rolls. and they provide you everything you need to consume it with. It's really cool. You slide up to the bar, be like, hey, can I get some flour? You know, they show you what they got. They sell it to you, and then they give you a bong. Nice, clean bong. Just like a clean beer mug. But instead, it's a bong, and you can hit it there. Maybe you want some papers, roll some papers, and then smoke a joint there. Whatever. It's really cool. It's really relaxed, and it's just fun to go in there. And they got 7 big screen TVs, so you can watch a sporting event, maybe a cool show. You can even do a host a watch party there. And they got Nintendo Switches available to rent, tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, and dominoes. And they even have a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. So cool. I want to go in there and have like a Street Fighter tournament. That would be fun. Until I run out of quarters. That would be cool. Let's do it. You and me. Smoke play. That would be fun. Real side note. I remember my former brother. I know my brother-in-law called me once, and I had just smoked, and I was playing Mortal Kombat with my other brother-in-law. And I remember looking at the phone going, I probably shouldn't answer. And I did. And then it was just a very awkward conversation. But I remember that because I always associate that with playing Mortal Kombat, where I'm terrible at it. But again, going back to High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, they're open from noon to 10 daily, and happy hour runs from noon to 4:20 Monday through Friday. And Tuesdays are industry day, and anyone with an ID employee badge gets 15% off all day. Thursdays is Ladies Day. Hey! And ladies get 20% off all day. High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. It's 9 minutes from Coors Field. Open noon to 10. Got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. High Society is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to High Society. Oh, my God. We do need to do something there. Don't you think we need to just go over to High Society and just do like some sort of tournament? Or I need to talk to them. Wouldn't it be cool? Because they have the Switches, Nintendo Switches. What if we did a Mario Kart tournament at High Society? That would be fun. That would be fun. Even if it was just you and me, that would be fun. Right? Let's just show up, do our own thing, and have a good time. Oh my God, that would be fun. Oh my. Anyway, I got to write that down. I'm tired of influencers, even though I'm kind of an influencer, but not like this. I have a hard time with people that just go out and about and they make random people part of their content. And a good example is, this is the headline, rude influencer hogs airplane bathroom to show off skincare for TikTok followers. Now, the influencer claims that, oh, this was just a rage or a hate post, meaning that they did it on, what they're trying to say is they did it just to get the hate reaction, which I call bullshit, because when you watch the video, they just sped everything up, and no, they're lying. The influencer demonstrated her beauty routine, which involved washing her face, brushing her teeth, using an eye mask, and applying products to her face, all of which supposedly took just under 15 minutes. We've talked about influencers making food in sinks. There was that guy last year who was making shrimp scampi and other random things, and he does it in random bathrooms, and by chance he had just done it in an airplane bathroom. I think that's the rudest thing you can do. Use the bathroom and get out. There's people that are holding it in. There's children that are holding it in. Get in, get out. Don't be fucking around in there. It just bugs the crap out of me. You can't be doing that. Talk about a dick thing to do. I remember, I will always remember, and I feel bad for my wife. We went to Hawaii for a vacation right before the pandemic, and she got food poisoning, we think from a Burger King at the Hawaiian airport. Possibly. That's most likely what happened for some reason. But anyway, so she gets on the plane and like we're an hour in and then she starts puking her guts out. And it was either the food or something else. But either way, she was sick the rest of the flight. It's about a 7-hour flight, I want to say, from there to back to Denver. And she puked the rest of the way. It was awful. Awful. She would go throw up, clean herself up, come back, and then within a couple minutes, she'd be running back. It was horrible. Horrible. Could you imagine if somebody was doing some stupid influencer shit in the bathroom, and whether it was her or somebody else that needed to use the restroom, next thing you know, they're puking all over the aisle. Or if you're somebody that has a back end issue, then you're getting feces everywhere. Why? Because some dickhead influencer thinks it's funny and the world revolves around them and they're going to shoot a video in the bathroom. Don't like it. Listen, if it was 2 minutes or less, sure. 15 minutes roughly, that's bullshit. That should get you kicked off the flight. I got to be honest. If I ran an airline, I would start making rules for this. If it comes to our attention that you are currently or have previously posted videos and recorded them from within an airplane that has disrupted the natural flow of the airline and the flight, you will be permanently banned. Just start doing that. You posted a video once of you doing a stupid video in a bathroom and it disrupted the natural flow of things. You're on the no-fly list. Maybe it's only for a year. Maybe it's permanent, depending. I think you guys need to start doing that. Start looking into that, airlines, because what ends up happening is if somebody gets sick, listen, if my wife got sick all over herself because somebody was in the fucking bathroom doing a stupid fucking video, I'm going to lose my shit. I'm going to be pissed off and defend my wife. I'm sorry, right? What if it was your kid? My kid needs to use the restroom, and they end up having an accident because of somebody's like, I'm sorry, I was cooking shrimp scampi in the sink. Well, guess what? Here's my fist. Ow. Sorry, that's what's going to end up happening. Airlines need to start looking ahead because this is only going to get worse and worse and worse because you got all these entitled little shits thinking it's funny. And sometimes they are. I got to be honest. Sometimes they are. And it's not me being such a boomer. No. It's me being a fucking human being with common sense, you dick fucks. You can't be doing that. You're disrupting shit. Looking at the video that she posted, she's like, oh, no, you guys, I did this so I could get hate comments and, you know, hate watches and stuff like that. It wasn't that long. If it's 15 minutes, if it's 10 minutes, if it's 5 minutes, that still pisses me off. Go in there, use the restroom. If you have an upset stomach and that's what you're doing in there, that's fine. I get it. I can't bag on that. That's just normal shit. What's not normal shit is you putting on your makeup and doing a tutorial on how you get ready for the day in a fucking airplane bathroom. Meanwhile, little Timmy over there is shitting his pants. Way to go. Way to go. Good luck dealing with the parents after that because they're going to be pissed. Now, what's funny is I see this article, and then what was attached, then it got me into like another article, and it's a video on TikTok, oddly enough, but it's by a flight attendant, a lady that goes by Jeannie.Weenie, which is hilarious. She has a good sense of humor, but she's a flight attendant, and she gives a list of reasons why airliners can kick you off a flight.
Reasons airlines can deny you boarding. While boarding, if flight attendants sense that you might be a little sick and about to puke, they can deny you boarding. I know some of you like to before a flight, but just remember, if you look way too drunk, we can deny you boarding. I don't know why you would do this, but people do. If you come barefoot, we can deny you boarding. For our larger passengers, if you cannot safely put on your seatbelt with a seatbelt extender, the flight attendants can deny you boarding. If you look really pregnant, like really, really, and you don't have a doctor's note to prove how many weeks you are or if you can fly, they may deny you boarding. Before flight, it might be wise for you to get a family or friend to sniff you, because if you have bad body odor, we can deny you boarding. Speaking of bad smells, if you're bringing in something as well that stinks, well, we can also deny you boarding for that as well. Some airlines kind of like have a dress code, but no dress code. Clearly, if you're naked, you're not getting on. But some airlines will actually deny you boarding if you're wearing a little bit something too sexy. Also, I kind of like this one, but lastly, do you just have a bad attitude problem? So if you're kind of an a-hole, we can deny you boarding. So be kind, everyone. Bye!
It's very fascinating. And I know she says these are all potential ways that they can kick you off a flight. Easier said than done, especially nowadays. Imagine if you're an airline and you kick somebody off for being obese. They say that, you know, if you're that big and you can't get in to a seat, even with a seat extender, that they have to kick you off. And it makes sense if they kicked you off, because if they hit turbulence and you're not able to wear a seatbelt, it's not safe for you, right? But that would be a nightmare, because the press, everybody would, social media, everybody would run with it and call you out for discrimination, even though they couldn't fit in there. So it's got to be a fine line, and they probably do everything they can to make that work. Get the rope. We got a cowboy on board. He can just lasso you into your seat. Smells. The smells things that she was talking about is interesting, because I've never sat next to anybody that stunk, unless I was the person and I didn't realize. That's always a possibility. Who knows? But I have been on flights where people bring in food that is just horribly smelly, and it just rips through the entire cabin. I hate that. But it's never been anything like seafood or anything super nasty, but it's been gross enough where you're just like, oh, God, can't wait for that smell to go away. Eat your food, please. Dress code. Sadly, I have never seen somebody show up on a plane naked. I guess I just haven't lived yet. One day I hope it happens. And it better be a supermodel, okay? Ladies, I don't want to see some dude walking on the plane with his dong hanging out. Does not. See, it, like if a lady showed up, though, and she's wearing it, and she's wearing clothes that like where her boobs are almost popping out, you know, people might be upset, but not as upset if a dude walks on and his dick's almost popping out, his balls are almost popping out. People are like, get that motherfucker off the plane. Whereas the ladies be like, it's only side boob. It's okay. It's okay. And you know who's saying that? Guys like me. They're like, ah, it's, you know, it's fine. It's fine. It is kind of hot out. Okay. Ma'am, you can sit next to me. My wife would be like, excuse me? And I would be like, ma'am, never mind. Go sit in the back, please, ma'am. You and your sad boobs. I think that's interesting. Dress code, smells, attitude. I haven't really experienced too much of attitude from individuals on a plane. There was one time when I was flying to, I don't know where I was flying to. Oh, Miami. I was flying to Miami on Southwest, and I was on the plane with Kendall that I used to work with, and I was in like group A, she was in group C, and I was trying to save her a seat. It was a full flight, and this guy comes up, and there's an older lady on one end, I'm next to the window, and there's an open seat in the middle, and I was saving it for Kendall, because we were going to go over our video plan for Miami. And this guy goes, he goes to sit down, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, this is for my wife. Because I didn't know what to do. I was like, he's not going to say, like, it's for my coworker. He's going to be like, whatever, fucker. And he starts flipping out. He's all, fuck that shit. Bullshit. And she happened to be, like, right behind him, like, two or three people. I was like, that's my wife right there. And he's just like, this is bullshit. And he starts going down further. He's mad. And I'm like, hey, Kendall, sorry. Apparently you're my wife for this flight. Sorry. She wasn't wearing a wedding ring. What the fuck? I had to tell my wife that like immediately. Hey, case it, anything gets out. I don't know why it would, but you never know. You never know. I pretended to have a wife when I was on a work vacation. Anyway, kids, meet your new mommy. I shouldn't say that. Scratch that from the record. It's not funny. But it was. Yeah, people with bad attitudes. I wish they would enforce these a little bit more. But I've been pretty lucky on flights, knock on wood, that I haven't really had any major issues with people or major run-ins. So, I'm very lucky. Hey, you know what we need to do? Let's just call that a good. I was going to be like, hey, let's do this. Nah, I don't want to. Actually, you know what? Real quick.
Mailbag. You've got mail.
This comes in from John. The Boston Celtics just won the NBA championship over the Dallas Mavericks. Congratulations to them. John said, you know, the Nuggets would have beaten the Celtics. I think you're right. But that being said, hey, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. And as much as I would love for us to say, hey, congratulations to the Denver Nuggets being back-to-back champions, it didn't happen. That being said, I was just looking at betonline.ag's odds for next year's championship. Who's the 2024-25 NBA championship lines. The Celtics are favorites to repeat, followed by the Nuggets, then the Mavericks, Timberwolves, etc. Currently, the actual odds: Boston Celtics to win the next year's championship, 3-1. Denver Nuggets, 7-1. Dallas Mavericks, 8-1. Timberwolves, 9-1. Thunder, 9-1. Right? So right now, the Nuggets look like, you know, people are thinking they could do it. That being said, they got a lot of work to do. They got a lot of work to do. Because you could see, even though, you know, they beat the Lakers and stuff, like, it wasn't as easy as the previous year. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. The Nuggets, I agree, could have beat the Boston Celtics, but they never got the opportunity because they never gave themselves that opportunity. Nuggets need to be pissed off at themselves for what happened this year in the playoffs and be better. Let that push them to become next year's champions. push you towards that direction, push you towards that goal. Because it just didn't happen. It just didn't happen this year. And if you want, if the Nuggets want to be considered a great franchise, they need to win again. Win it all again. And they got to build around Nikola Jokic before he starts to decline. And in all honesty, when it comes to athletes, that could be right around the corner. You just don't know. So you need to capitalize on it now. Do what you got to do now. Spend the money now. Don't fucking wait. Do it. Get Luka. I don't fucking care. That'd be great. Could you imagine those two playing, their best buds, fucking around on the court? That'd be great. Great. Hey, speaking of great, thank you. You guys are great. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Really appreciate it. Big thanks to High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, as well as Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's DeHuff Uncensored. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.